An arm snaked around Leia and she was suddenly crushed to her husband's chest. The immediate danger was over for the moment, and so she allowed herself to be held for a heartbeat, slipping one arm around Han and the other reaching to touch her now sniffling granddaughter.
Leia!
It was Natua's voice. Leia whirled, activating the lightsaber, searching for the other Jedi in the crowded ramps that still jutted precariously over the animal pens.
I know what you are, imposter!
Leia narrowed her brown eyes. She had realized what must have happened the minute she had been unable to find Juan. Even so, to hear it.
You want me, Leia? Come find me.
No, Natua was not present in the crowd. She had to be speaking over a comm, and that meant she had captured the control room. Leia would find her there. Why the Fallen had issued the challenge, she did not know. But she was glad the fight would be contained. Enough innocents had been terrorized and made to suffer this day at what should have been a pleasant, safe outing.
Take Amelia and get out of here, she told Han.
I'll have Rad take her back home and then I'll...
Rad and Jaina need to stay here and help take care of these people. And you and Amelia need to get to safety.
Leia's voice was clipped and cool, and Han scowled.
I'll get her to safety, your worship, Han promised. But then I'm coming back, with as many blasters as I can strap to my body.
With any other man, it would have simply been a turn of phrase. Leia knew better than to assume such a thing where Han Solo was concerned, and for a wild, inappropriately amusing instant, wondered just how many blasters Han could strap to his body. Without another word, she pushed her way through the crowds, trying to squeeze out through the hole Rad had cut with his saber, gently force-turning them aside. She reached out for Jaina in the Force. Her daughter's presence was steely and calm, but with a fiery rage burning hot underneath it. Leia had intended to wait to let the patrons get to safety, but with the taunt from Natua Wan still echoing in her ears, she knew the rogue Jedi had to be stopped as soon as possible. Han held Alana tightly to him as he eased his way through the hole, careful not to touch the red-hot metal or let it touch Alana. She clung to him, as silent now as she had been vocal before, little arms and legs wrapped tightly around his torso. Guards were coming up, grim-faced and worried, helping people through, taking those with injuries aside. Han waved away help and concentrated on finding his way back to the main hall and then getting the frip out. Jaina raced up beside him.
Dad, where's Mom?
I think Natua Wan cracked up, Han said. Called your mother out. She's gone to find and stop her.
Jaina nodded.
That's what I figured, too. Just what we need. Another crazy Jedi. You know, Tyr is going to make the most of this.
Alana whimpered and tightened her grip.
We can't catch a break, Han muttered. It'll be fun, she said. Educational, she said. A day out. Right.
This way,
Jaina said, not slowing her pace. Jaina turned so her shoulder slammed the door open. They spilled out into more chaos.
What the?
The central area, which an hour earlier had been filled with calm patrons, bored sales representatives, and lines to get into the two halls, was now pandemonium. Four Rontos were rearing in terror, their massive legs coming down on anyone or anything unfortunate enough not to get out the way. A Nerf bull bellowed, lowering its head to charge. It had already impaled one victim, judging by the blood glistening on its horns. Other herd animals were milling about, banthas, tauntauns, dewbacks, all terrified, all loose.
Stang! Jaina yelped. She opened the corrals!
Han swore.
The corrals surround the main building.
Jaina nodded, her eyes darting back and forth.
Too dangerous for you to try to go outside now. Stay here and wait for me.
Like Chubba, I...
Dad, you have to keep Amelia safe. I'll go fight my way through. Grab a speeder or speeder bike or something and come back for you. That display, climb on top of it. Most of the herd animals can't climb, and the only ones tall enough to get to you would be the Rontos, and they're trying to get out, not attack.
Han glanced where his daughter pointed. It was the large display of representational animals they'd seen when they first entered, located in the middle of the hall. His strength wasn't quite what it used to be, but he thought he could get on top of the life-size model of the Bantha. Alana would have to hang on tight, though.
Okay, he said. But if you're not back here in 15 minutes with a way out for us, I'll ground you. I don't care how old you are.
Jaina couldn't help but snort with amusement. This was one of the things she loved best about her father. No matter how dire the moment, he could make her laugh. And when she laughed, her mind cleared.
Bet I'll be back in 10, she said,
then turned and charged for the crazed Nerf ball, lightsaber lit.